I'm George Stevens, and I am a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. There is so much happening with the personhood campaign as we're in the final weeks of this extraordinary effort. But first, this story from Greece. Have you been to Greece? We've been to Greece. We take a Bible tour of a country where events in the Bible occurred every 4 years or so. We've taken four or five of those tours now. And our last trip was a Bible tour of Greece. And what a wonderful time we have. Usually we have a busload of folks. And we spend 2 or 3 weeks in the country. And Greece, this weekend, one of Greece's leading newspapers reported, they have a national health care system there, and they reported that the government health insurance provider will no longer pay for folks who have diabetes for them to have special footwear. Why? Amputation is cheaper. So they're telling people with diabetes who need special footwear that, look, it's cheaper for you to get your leg cut off, so that's what that's all we'll pay for. And we've already reported on the story in Oregon where a woman received a notification from her insurance company, and that's here in America, that actually in the United States. When it's a nice story, I like to say in America. When it's a sad story, tragic, I prefer to say the United States. That's here in the United States, Oregon, in case there are any public school teachers tuning in right now. Oregon is in the United States. And they have legalized euthanasia, physician-assisted, doctor-assisted, Mengele-assisted, killing people. And she was hoping to get a certain kind of treatment for cancer, and they said it's too expensive. They turned her down, but they gave her alternatives, options, and one of the three options was they would pay for the euthanasia pill for her to be euthanized by her doctor in Oregon. And that's the brave new world that we have all found ourselves in, when there is no longer a foundation of rights coming from our Creator. But if rights come from men, well, then they're not rights, are they? If your rights come from the government, they're not rights. If they come from the hospital or the delivery doctor, so you don't have rights until you're born, how absurd is that? Then the very concept of the dignity of human life is gone. And so this is where we find ourselves, in a world where we're fighting for the sanctity of human life. And the opposition, they will speak about love and concern for animals, but they will fight to be able to kill children who are sucking their thumbs and playing with their toes, sleeping and dreaming in the womb. That's the battle that we're in. 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Personhood is the dagger in the heart of liberalism. Personhood, when personhood passes, what will happen is that there will be an explosion of opportunity and success even for the Christian gospel. Because those who elevate the killing of unborn children as almost a cultic ritual, and they live their lives going to bed at night happy that children are killed in America, those folks, they will be. You think that the Democrats and the liberals right now are discouraged? Just wait until personhood passes, and it will be a major opportunity. Personhood is the dagger in the heart of liberalism. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. Have you seen the BlueBookAlternative.com? BlueBookAlternative.com, what a great website. It couldn't be simpler. It just couldn't be simpler, and it's so encouraging because the Blue Book is so horrendously biased. In fact, at the Capitol tomorrow morning at 10:30 on the west steps of the Capitol in Denver, there's an event called Trash the Blue Book. Trash the Blue Book event, Tuesday, tomorrow morning, 10:30 at the Capitol. And that should be a lot of fun. Actually, I want to go to that. There will be the proponents of the various amendments that are on the ballot and talking about how horrendous the Blue Book is, including, for example, the Blue Book says if Amendment 62 passes, there will be it will deny or limited care for miscarriage. Now, how is that conceivably possible? In a miscarriage, tragically, the baby dies. And so the Blue Book is propaganda that was put together by the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood. And let me read to you the quote on the top of the website, BlueBookAlternative.com. BlueBookAlternative.com. In Colorado, every voter, there are a few million registered voters, every voter gets a Blue Book which explains the amendments on the ballot. And it's got Proposition 101, Amendment 60, 61, 62, 63, and it explains what they are, and you could avoid government bias. Ballot description without government bias. And we have here a quote at the top of this website from the chairman of the legislative hearing where they took public input on the Blue Book. And here's a quote from Chairman Terrence Carroll. He said this: anyone who accuses the Legislative Council staff of bias, now this is at the opening of the only public hearing on the Blue Book. Chairman Terrence Carroll, running the meeting, started out saying this: anyone who accuses the Legislative Council staff of bias will be ejected from this hearing. How's that? He starts out, that really opens up, gives you an attitude that we're here, we want to hear your input, doesn't it? Real inclusive, wanting to get people's true opinion on the Blue Book. The chairman, Terrence Carroll, says anyone who accuses the Legislative Council staff of bias will be ejected from this hearing. That's too much. And that's what we're up against. And so they can actually put in here that if Amendment 62 passes, treatment for miscarriage will be limited or denied. So it's just, it's what we come to expect of child killers. Our phone number is 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. Tragic development with Ken Buck. Ken Buck has now gone even further. He so misled pro-lifers, he kept the American Constitution Party from fielding a candidate for U.S. Senate because he assured them. You remember that they put Tom Tancredo on the ballot. Tom Tancredo is on the ballot for governor in Colorado. Tom has endorsed personhood in Amendment 62. So has his running mate, Pat Miller. And Tom is pro-personhood. And Ben Goss was running for governor, and he vacated that slot on their ticket so that Tom Tancredo could run for governor. And then Ben Goss was considering running for U.S. Senate. And he had two conversations with Ken Buck, and Ken Buck assured him that he's completely pro-life. And they talked about personhood. They talked about the whole pro-life issue. That was the main concern that Ben Goss expressed. And Ken Buck led Ben Goss to think that he's completely pro-life. So now that Ken Buck is playing with the big boys and he wanted to get maybe a couple million dollars of Republican senatorial committee money, so Ken Buck comes out and says, hey, I will vote to confirm pro-choice judges. Just because a judge thinks that there's a right to kill innocent children in the womb, that doesn't mean I won't put them on the federal bench. I will vote to confirm pro-choice judges. That's not a problem for me. I look at other issues. I look at other issues. I don't look to see whether the judge will kill unborn children. And he said he no longer supports Amendment 62. And so now it turns out that Ken Buck has stated that he agrees with a so-called pro-life group, Eagle Forum. And Eagle Forum says that this is not the right time for personhood because the courts are pro-choice. So this is not the right time to advocate for personhood because the courts have pro-choice judges. And so Ken Buck says he agrees with Eagle Forum. He can't advocate for personhood because the judges are pro-choice. And then he says, I will vote to confirm pro-choice judges. So that's not circular reasoning. That's a circular failure. That's creating a perpetual fundraiser. That's what that is. We need money. We need pro-life money. We need pro-life votes to put pro-life Republicans like Ken Buck in office so we can get pro-life judges, except that all these candidates tell us that they will vote to confirm pro-choice judges. And the reason they can't stand up and maintain their pledge to end abortion is they say because we have pro-choice judges. And we say, well, will you vote against pro-choice judges? Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to look like an extremist. Well, will you stand on your pledge to support personhood? Well, I can't do that because we have some pro-choice judges. Republicans like Ken Buck have turned child killing into a perpetual fundraiser and a perpetual source of votes. Republicans use killing children the way Democrats use the poor. Democrats, you know how Democrats help the poor? And the way they help the poor, they keep them poor. In fact, they make more people poor by getting them addicted to entitlements. So the way Democrats use the poor to stay in power, Republicans use killing unborn children as a perpetual fundraiser, and that's Ken Buck. Don't throw the bums in. Whatever you do, don't throw the bums in, right? People are so angry. People want more than anything. They want to throw the bums out. Well, fine, but don't throw the bums in. When they tell you up front, when they say, hey, look, I am a bum. I will not support personhood because we have pro-choice judges, and I will vote to confirm pro-choice judges. So vote for me because abortion is a real problem. And the only solution is personhood, but I can't support it because there are pro-choice judges whom I have committed to vote to confirm if I think they're otherwise qualified, as though killing unborn children is not a disqualifying issue. Would Ken Buck vote to confirm a racist? Would he confirm a racist? If there was a known racist, somebody who said, you know, I'm an expert at the Constitution, I'm conservative economically, but I just can't stand blacks. I just don't like them. So would Ken Buck say, well, he's original intent. In fact, he's more original intent than Scalia or Thomas because he doesn't like blacks. So would Ken Buck support a racist? No, that would be a disqualifying issue. Rightly, it would be a disqualifying issue. So somebody who kills unborn children, and not to mention that in America, black children are killed in epidemic numbers, so that blacks are no longer the leading minority in America, but what, 10 million blacks have been slaughtered by Planned Parenthood abortionists? And Ken Buck is going to put more judges on the federal bench. If we elect him with pro-life votes and pro-life money, he's going to put more judges on the federal bench. And it's the Republicans who have been the obstacle to ending abortion for the last 40 years. It's been Republicans. It's our Republican governor in Colorado, John Love, who signed our abortion law to decriminalize the murder, the killing of innocent children. And then it was the Republican governor in California 2 months later that did the same. And then it was a Republican Supreme Court justice who wrote Roe v. Wade. That was Harry Blackmun, Republican judge. And then the Republican court, back then, the U.S. Supreme Court, 7 of the 9 were Republicans. And Roe v. Wade passed with a majority of the court voting for it, a majority of Republicans. 5 of the 7 who voted to pass Roe v. Wade were Republican judges. And we've had a Republican federal judiciary for decades with judges who have been nominated by Republican pro-life presidents. And the federal judiciary is so pro-choice that Eagle Forum and Ken Buck and National Right to Life, they say, we can't support personhood because the courts are not supportive of it. The courts are pro-choice. We say, yeah, but the courts, they're all the majority of those judges, NRTL. What does that stand for? NRTL. No right to life. That's what that stands for. No right to life. No right to life in Eagle Forum and Ken Buck. They need to remember that the majority of the judges in the federal courts and the majority of the judges on the U.S. Supreme Court were nominated by Republican pro-life presidents. And they didn't have a litmus test, so they put child killers on the courts. So Ken Buck gets to use abortion as a perpetual fundraiser and get duped Republican pro-lifers to go to the polls to vote for him because he's not going to really take a stand because this isn't the right time because there are pro-choice judges on the bench. And, well, Ken, would you vote to confirm pro-choice judges? Well, of course I would. I'm not an extremist. So Ken Buck Republicans have turned abortion into a perpetual fundraiser. And if you're an adult and if you're mature and if you had your eyes open for a while, you know that by now. You know that they have turned abortion into a perpetual fundraiser and they find every excuse to do nothing. They take a strong stand. They talk a good game when they're talking to pro-lifers, but they take a stand that generally means nothing. Ken Buck said that if he was elected, he would introduce a federal ban on abortion, and he broke that promise. He has broken every pro-life campaign promise he made, and we're still 3 weeks from Election Day. He's broken every pro-life promise before he even gets to Election Day. Usually, candidates break their campaign promises after they win. But Ken Buck he's putting his cards on the table. Don't throw the bums in. Don't Throw the Bums In, 1994, all over again. Didn't George Orwell write a book, 1994? He might as well. He got the date wrong. Because in 1994, there was the Republican Revolution. The attitude was exactly like it is right now. The Republicans were giddy. It was like you were watching adults who are addicted to soap operas, and they were giddy because somebody's having an affair and they're getting caught, and they're all excited about the development of the plot of their favorite soap opera, As the World Turns. 1-800-8-N-YARDS. 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. So, 1994, I was on the radio 5 days a week. I started out, where did I start out? On AM 670, KLTT. I was on KLTT back in 1991. That's where I started out. And I remember 1994, my audience was conservative, pro-life, Christian, and mostly Republican. And my audience was giddy about the opportunity for the Republicans to take control of the House and maybe the Senate. They were just giddy. And I remember stating as clearly as though it were yesterday that the Republicans are going to win. There's going to be a landslide change in the political power in this country. And in 2 years from now, after that term is over, 1996, the country is not only not going to be better off, it's going to be worse off. And boy, did I have angry, angry listeners. And I undoubtedly lost a good percentage of the audience, but those who had the courage to be honest with themselves would call in over the next months and years and even decades now, and they'd say, Bob, you know what? You were exactly right. We threw the bums in. We threw the bums in. And so that's what's so neat about fighting for an amendment like personhood, where the amendment itself is eternal truth. So that when you commit your time, your money, your blood, sweat, and tears, your prayers, you're doing something that will pay a return for eternity, forever. But let's say there was some conservative in Pennsylvania, and he was working to elect some guy in House District 7, and the guy's name was Charles Smith. And here we are all these years later, and who's Charles Smith? Nobody really remembers. What's the difference? Doesn't matter. Whether it was good or bad, by now it doesn't matter. But if you commit your life to advocating what is eternally true and pointing people to the Creator God, then you will make a difference for eternity. And so fighting for term limits, where does that fall on God's list of priorities? When you prioritize the passions in your life, think about what motivates God so that your emotions will follow His passions. And then you could work on things where you are reinforcing the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God is our Creator and our rights flow from God, our Creator, not from the government, not from the law, not from the Constitution, not from the majority, not from the delivery doctor at birth. Our rights come from our Creator. And then we have sinned against Him, especially and including by killing unborn children. And that's why we need a Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's go to Denver. Jim, welcome to Bubba, and you're at Live.
You know, on the amendment for personhood, you know, I really strongly feel we need to vote that, and I'm pretty sure it's going to win.
Wow.
But then you're going to get these yahoos that are going to challenge it and call it.
You're absolutely right. The child killers, they fight to win. They fight for keeps. So they're going to challenge it, of course. And our courts are mostly like the U.S. Supreme Court has 7 of the 9 are Republican judges. Even Sonia Sotomayor was nominated to the federal bench by Republican George Bush, President George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a bipartisan U.S. Supreme Court justice because that was a Republican and a Democratic president that worked together to get her to where she is today. But yeah, you're right. We have pro-choice judges because the majority were put in office by Republicans. And so they're going to attack it, and they will make every effort to throw it out.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, this is rhetorical. It's kind of like, what's the sense of voting if they don't listen to what we vote for?
That's the beauty of fighting for what is true and what is right. Having a passed state personhood amendment, Jim, is a very good problem to have. You got to raise up an outrage, a moral movement of a minority that changes the course of history. Thank you. Let's go to Will real quickly. Will, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
How you doing, Bob?
Great, sir. What's up?
I don't listen very often, but I hear you railing against Ken Buck.
Yeah.
And I agree with your position on his abortion stance, but would you rather get Michael Bennett elected?
My mass murderer is never better than their mass murderer. Hey, Will, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you think your mass murderer is better than their mass murderer?
Yes, I do.
Well, hey, Will, you're in big trouble. Because what's happened is there is no stand you will take then when your guy kills the innocent and in epidemic numbers, as happens when Ken Buck puts pro-choice judges on a federal bench, and then with Ken Buck's authority, he kills tens of thousands of children, and you say, yeah, but I hate the boogeyman. I'm so afraid of the boogeyman that I like my own mass murderer.
And my problem with you, Bob, is that the perfect is the enemy of the best.
That's such a superficial cliche, Will. You know what? Do you have anybody in this world? Hey, Will, do you have anybody in this world that you love?
My son's walking.
Okay, now, Will, what if Ken Buck said, I'm better than Michael Bennett, but I want to kill Will's sons? That's it. And I'll save all the other kids in the world. Would you support him?
You know, Bob, before I made this call, I was ready to get the phone.
Put Will on hold. Put Will on hold. Will won't answer that question. I'll bring him back one last time, see if he'll answer the question. Will, would you support him if it was your child he would kill? Huh, Will?
That's not a realistic question.
All right, put him on hold again. Put him on hold. He won't answer the question because the question exposes his immorality. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. And anybody who wants to hurt one of the least of these is hurting me. Will wouldn't do it if it was his own son being killed. But if it's neighbor's son, hey, he's afraid of the boogeyman, so he wants Ken Buck. God bless you. KGov.
All of Bob Menyard's sermons at Denver Bible Church are now available in video at the KGov store. Get these eye-opening sermons in DVD or download them in Windows Media Video or MP4 video for your iPod, iPhone, or any other portable player. Also, subscribe to the monthly sermon DVDs, monthly MP3 CDs, or download each sermon as an MP3 for your portable player. Other new video products include the brand new 2 Timothy Bible Study 3 DVD set, which is also available on MP3, CD, or MP3 download. The Apostle Paul encourages Timothy to keep the faith. Bob's new series, Christianity 101, is now available in a 4 DVD set or on MP3 CD. Bob teaches on the topics of the Bible itself, God, created beings, Old Testament, New Testament, the overall plot, end times, and hell. And Bob concludes the study by telling us about eternal life and heaven. Bob's 3-part series on forgiveness is available on DVD or on MP3 CD. Bob teaches the biblical model for forgiveness. Should we always forgive? The answer to that question may surprise you. Bob's seminar, Does God Exist?, is now available as a 2-DVD set. Bob gives the evidence that God does exist and the evidence that tells us about God's character. In the Plot Boys 3 MP3 CD set, Bob teaches through his book, The Plot, with young Josh and Stephen. The Plot Boys is a great resource to help the entire family better comprehend the overview of the Bible, which leads to better understanding of the details. In Bob's study of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, we learn about Paul's message of the rapture of the body of Christ and how to keep the faith while we're still on earth. 1 and 2 Thessalonians is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. In the book of Job, we learn about the story and the testing of God's servant Job, the response of Job's friends, the response of Job himself, and what happens when God comes onto the scene. The Job Bible Study is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. Hermeneutics, Tools for Bible Study, is an excellent resource to help you study the Bible with greater understanding. Hermeneutics, Tools for Bible Study, is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. The weekend following the 9/11 attack, Bob presented the End Time Seminar. In this seminar, Bob answers questions like whether the 9/11 attack is predicted in Bible prophecy or not, and he also teaches about the end times for the body of Christ. The End Time Seminar is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. If you like Real Science Friday, you'll love the new Real Science Friday MP3 CDs. Get an MP3 CD of every Real Science Friday show from 2007, 2008, or 2009. Each year's shows are available on MP3 CD or MP3 downloads. These great resources and many more are available at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com. Or call 1-800-8-NYART. The resources at the KGov Store will help you to increase your understanding of the Bible and help give you the tools to more effectively share the gospel with others. Your purchase of these Bible resources will help support the ministry of Bob Inyart Live. Please consider a purchase, a monthly subscription, or a donation to support Bob Inyart Live.